The Georgia Grind.
We have a guest here with us today, a famous American actor who many of you have seen on Broadway or in the movies. He played in The Tempest, and last season he starred in The Duchess of Malfi and on Whitman Avenue. One of his great motion pictures was the much-discussed Lifeboat. So we welcome to This Is Jazz the distinguished American actor Canada Lee. Hello, Canada.
Hello, Rudy.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful.
You've just finished a new movie, I hear.
Yes, I just finished a picture with Garfield called Body and Soul. It's about a prize fight, and it's about it's a sort of expose on the gambling racket and the prize fight.
Who's the prize fighter, you or John?
Well, both of us have.
Both of
been,
you?
Yes.
Oh, well,
as a matter of fact, I was quite interested in making it, and I was quite happy that I was able to make it, because for the first time in picture history, a Negro is shown with some dignity. Without the usual yaza boss thing, you know.
And a real part.
And a real part.
Well, we'll all be going to it. Let's have some applause on that. Canada, what are your plans for the theater?
Well, my plans for the theater are rather definite and indefinite at the time. As a matter of fact, I've decided, or we intend to do four plays. Philip Houston, one of the best actors in America today, is writing the play. Strange, and he's a very good writer. It never happens, you know, the good actor is a good writer, too.
But he's an exception,
huh? He's an exception. And we intend to do a play called Painted Wagons about a circus life, another play called called Widow's Walk, which is a
not
fabulous
the ostrich
one.
That we played
no,
them in
not the ostrich walk.
Now that brings
as a matter of fact,
to...
if you would only, if someone would only compose a thing called Widow's Walk, it'd be wonderful.
We've
use
got
it for
about
a theme.
We've got about seven composers here in the program. I'll if it's a commission, we'll do it.
Good.
And we'll call it the Widow's Walk.
It's wonderful.
Right. Say, that brings me around to asking you, you're not only a great actor, Candid, but you must be a great lover of jazz if you're here. Is that right?
Well, that is quite true, Rudy. As a matter of fact, I play a little old, make a few hot licks on the violin myself.
Oh, I don't know whether we can use the violin.
Well, I'm glad that you can.
Couldn't
you really
take up some of it with a trombone or a trumpet or a clarinet?
Well, I could, but what's the use? With good guys, I mean, there's no sense in me making an awful... dope out of myself trying to play that.
Then you stay with acting and we'll stay with jazz.
I certainly shall, and I shall appreciate it every minute.
Okay, Candle, listen in every Saturday and come back again as our guest, will you?
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye, Candle Lee. Now we're going to play a jazz classic of the 1920s, a very distinctive and lively melody, and danceable too. So if you feel like pushing your chairs back and getting ready, get set. We're going to open up with My Monday Date.